Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
For News Radio 1020 KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this weekend. President Donald Trump says he'll nominate William Barr, the late President George H.W. Bush's attorney general, to serve in the same role. Trump made the announcement while departing the White House for a trip to Missouri Friday. If the Senate confirms Barr, he'll succeed former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who was forced out by Trump in November. The president also said he'll nominate State Department spokesperson and former Fox News reporter Heather Nauert to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Nauert is to replace Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor who announced in October that she would step down as ambassador at the end of the year.
My regrets look just like Texas.
The late Pittsburgh rapper Mac Miller received a Grammy nomination for his final album, Swimming. The Best Rap Album nomination is Miller's first. He passed away at 26 years old from a drug overdose in September, a month after the album's release. Country duo Dan and Shay landed two nominations for their song Tequila. Member Dan Smyers is from Wexford. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra clinched three nominations, and Pittsburgh native Christina Aguilera is up for two awards. Winners will be announced in February. Students at Brightwood Career Institute in downtown Pittsburgh are scrambling after the for-profit school closed its doors abruptly on Friday. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio reports.
Brightwood announced in September it would stop accepting students due to financial concerns. Now it's the students, about 180 who started this term, who have concerns. Brightwood is telling students with loans to apply for forgiveness with the U.S. Department of Education. Elizabeth Johnston, a community college of Allegheny County, says they've heard from two students so far about transferring.
We have a host of academic advisors and financial aid advisors and career counselors on hand to help any individuals who may be impacted.
Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The Vatican unveiled its Christmas tree and traditional nativity scene in St. Peter's Square Friday, but this year is different from the past. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Vatican City.
For the first time, the nativity scene is made of sand, 720 tons that were brought in from northern Italy. Rich Varano was the head sculptor.
It's a wonderful medium to work with because of the immediacy. To make a sculpture of this size in any other material would take a lot longer.
The professional sand artist from Florida says he was honored to work in a place so filled with history, art, and culture. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Vatican City.
Veterans and military families can pick up their Christmas tree for free in Monaca Saturday. They'll be handed out from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Community College of Beaver County Student Services parking lot. It's part of the National Trees for Troops program. Details on these stories and more at kdkaradio.com. I'm Jennifer Bloodworth for the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.